This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Press. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us today, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very, very well, Gwyneth. I just wanted to make an announcement. So tomorrow it's Ricky, and Friday Kathy is our domestic engineer is going to be talking about money saving tips for the home. And that's hour number one. Hour number two, it's tips from the book, my book, unwritten, unfinished, unorganized, unpublished, and not available for sale. David in Illinois called me, and he wanted to let our class know that the combat series, the 1960s series with Vic Morrow and Rick Jason, absolutely brilliant series, ran for five seasons. It's all available on YouTube, so you can watch it on YouTube. And they also have a documentary that is on combat on YouTube. So I suggest if you'd like to watch it, it is brilliant. It shows you the horrors of war. It shows you the interpersonal relationships. It shows you the moral dilemmas of war. And the reason that I've assigned this as homework is I think, from my perspective, you should see what it was like so you will know alternatives to situations that you may find yourself in as we go down the drain. There are stories about, I can't believe it, you know, some people are saying that the president is making up that he had COVID. Well, then he'd be making up that, the White House has become infected and we're almost paralyzed. We haven't released that information yet, but you know, when you're really sick, you don't feel like doing anything. You really don't. And Kellyanne Conway's daughter has said that, leaked out that her mom had tested positive for COVID. There's a war going on in that household. Her 15-year-old daughter's releasing all kinds of statements via the Internet. And her daughter said that the president's illness with COVID-19 is worse than he is letting on. Now, I actually believe that's true. Not because she said it, but because I believe that before I read that she said it. I believe that he's downplaying it. You know, anyone who's had a respiratory illness knows what it's like. And it's no fun. It's, no matter how you look at it, it's no fun. And that's what COVID is. You know, shortness of breath. And if you saw the video, you'd see that he, the president, was short of breath. Unless that video was doctored, and I'm sure that the some of the media is saying, oh, it's doctored. And we're living in a world that is just totally bizarre, where it used to be that the news, you could sort of trust the news. I'm talking about the 1950s, sort of trust the news. Now you have no idea. Now you read black versus white. And I'm not talking about people. I'm just talking about the issues. It's hard to figure out yes versus no, on versus off, up versus down, left versus right. It's very hard to figure it out. And that's why it's difficult to make decisions. So if you want to prepare, what you can tell yourself and your family is it better to err on the side of caution or err on the side of no caution? Okay. Is it better to have a little extra food, or is it better to have to run out of food? It's as simple as that. And so being prepared is having what you need before you need it. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. It's really, really interesting that you talk about that combat series, because that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. Except a little bit of a different angle, probably, than what David was talking about. I don't know if some of the class will even actually like me at the end of the broadcast, because I'm going to really shatter a lot of propaganda programming today with the truth of how things actually were. And this is truth that I heard firsthand from my husband, Archie, back in the day, of how things actually were. And I've got no reason to, in fact, I'm an honourable person, I won't tell a lie. But, this is it. We're going to be discussing a template for how people can cope with a situation such as what we are facing here in Victoria. And we're going to use the template of Northern Ireland because, and before I go any further, I want to make a really, really strong disclaimer here. What I'm going to be presenting today is history, okay? And I'm going to be presenting how people coped with a tyrannical government in a historical context. I am not advocating that people go and do anything whatsoever, but when you are faced with a situation of tyranny, it helps to know what people have done in similar situations before. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it happens over and over and over again. But yes, let's proceed, please.
Okay. Now, there is another, it started out as a TV miniseries. It was initially played over about two or three nights back in the day, but it has been edited into a single video, and it's been put up on YouTube, and it's a novel that was made into a TV series, miniseries, called Harry's Game. And I think that is about the best representation, fictional, that Gerald Seymour really did his research when he wrote the book Harry's Game, which later on got turned into a TV miniseries. And I've read the book. The book is probably still available on Amazon. I haven't checked, but it probably is. You used to be able to pick it up any time in any secondhand bookshop, but it seems to have vanished for some reason. I don't know why. Whatever. They have been doing a lot of purging of secondhand books here in Victoria. And in Australia, incidentally, over the last 20 years, so maybe that has something to do with it, maybe not. But if anyone wants to go onto YouTube, all you need to do is type in Harry's Game, that's A-H-A-R-R-Y apostrophe S space G-A-M-E. And what this does is it tells the tale of an IRA gunman, a sniper, who assassinates a prison, what would you call him, head prison warden, a man who is in charge of the prison, okay? It's prison superintendent, not just the warden, of one of the most brutal prisons in all of Northern Ireland called Long Cash. And they, just go don't watch the documentary, and you'll understand a whole lot about how the Irish situation really, really played out. What you had back in the day was you actually had the British allowed some sort of tyrannical government in, okay? And they got into doing things similar to what is happening at the moment here in Victoria. So they were doing, I've been doing my research the last few days. I've sent you some of the music and some of the videos that I found. But there's a particular song out there, and it's called Kinky Boots. So if you want to have a bit of a fun listen about what things might have, how people comedically responded to the situation. It says, I drove a Saracen through your garden last night. It talks about how I came to your door at midnight and I bashed it in and hey, hooray, 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 I'm a British soldier. And, you know, this is them just saying, this is who our enemy is and we are mocking them. And that was one response that they had. And that song, they just couldn't get rid of it. And it was something where, you know, people were facing things like no-knock raids in the middle of the night, Saracens, which are a type of tank or MRAP vehicle, driving through their front gardens in the middle of the night, you know. So, you know, or taking out the front of their houses, you know. And these people didn't even necessarily have anything to do with the Irish Republican movement. But maybe they got the wrong address. Maybe they'd only been there for 6 months and the people before them had, been involved. But this was the sort of thing that was going on a daily basis. And it didn't make the locals have a favourable opinion of the British. And every time an incident like this happened, it deepened the resolve of the locals to fight, which is what happened. You know, when the British found that their city, London, was bombed by the Nazis, did they curl up in a ball and cry and say, oh, ho, ho, the Nazis, they're such horrible people. Look what they've done to us. They were going to kill us all. They didn't do that, you know. They didn't sit around and whine about it. They said, we're going to, you know, beat these people. We are going to fight them on the beaches. And Winston Churchill's got a very famous speech that he said at the time. You know, just destroying innocent people's lives should not make them curl up in a ball and die. It should harden their resolve. They should allow their resolve to be hardened. And by all means, cry for a while. By all means. It's therapeutic. But don't let your emotions stop there. Sooner or later, you have to turn around and decide what you're going to do.
Very well said. Very well said. Oppression should harden one's resolve. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984. 334-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about history. What has happened in the past, and what's likely to be repeated over and over and over again. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Now, people, when you're talking about them with regards to the history of the Irish Troubles, they tend to say that, oh, yeah, well, it really started in 1969 or 1970. But I can assure you that's not the case. It never really went away. The Irish people, they had a rather bloody war of independence, in 1919, which went over into 1920, and that was called the Easter Rising or the Irish War of Independence. And, this is just the background. And at the end of that, they eventually got the British to the point where the Irish got the British to the point where the British surrendered. And Winston Churchill personally was sent to Ireland to negotiate the terms of the surrender. So you can win against them if you fight them. But when the terms of the surrender came down that the British were prepared to offer, they wanted the North. They wanted Ulster. They didn't want Donegal. And they didn't want Monaghan. But they wanted the rest of Ulster. And, this was the terms of the surrender. And there's another very excellent movie out there called Michael Collins, which I would recommend that anyone who's really interested in researching this topic can go and watch that movie, probably online somewhere. But, yeah, what happened was that Michael Collins was negotiating with Winston Churchill, of all people, and they negotiated these terms of surrender. And Winston Churchill went back to Britain, and Michael Collins had to face the Irish population with the terms that they had lost Ulster in this peace settlement. And immediately they had another war on their hands because a large portion of the population were not happy to give up a quarter of their country. So immediately after them having a monumental war of independence, which was brutal, probably one of the most brutal wars that Ireland has ever had, they immediately were, had to go and fight a civil war. They had to fight brother against brother and, you know, cousin against cousin, which for close-knit Irish families was monumentally traumatic, especially after that they'd just had a couple of years of war getting rid of the English. But this is the background of it, okay? And it's all important. Now, eventually, Michael Collins was assassinated, okay? When he was driving around in his own country, which was Cork, his own county, which was Cork. In America, you have states. Counties in Ireland are like states in America. So he was driving around in his own state, being driven around, and they were ambushed, and Michael Collins was assassinated. And they had it was the first full state burial of the Irish Free State. And all sides came together and all sides mourned him. And that was more or less the end of the Irish Civil War, because nobody wanted to fight anybody after the great and mighty Michael Collins himself had been killed. But the thing is that this is important for people to realize that this is the background that comes to the troubles that happened in the later part of the 20th century. It never went away. There was always a portion of the Irish population that wanted to keep fighting to win Ulster. And there was another portion of the population that were happy just to let it go. But, you know, this is what you've got to realise. And my husband, we're heading into a break, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got about 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's teaching us history.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They love. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley is introducing new legislation targeting big tech companies one day after he called out Google for issuing a warning to conservative website The Federalist. The limiting Section 230 immunity to Good Samaritans Act would prevent major online companies from receiving the protections of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unless they revise their terms of service to include pledges to operate in good faith and the details of their content moderation policies.
No set of corporate overlords should substitute their judgment for the judgment of we the people. No woke capitalist should be able to shape the outcome of an election by silencing speech. And that's why we have to act. There is a simple, straightforward solution to the censorship power of these digital platforms. Let those who have been censored claim their rights. Let them sue. Let them go to court.
Authorities closed an investigation into an alleged Wisconsin hate crime on June 24th, saying they failed to find any evidence that 18-year-old Althea Bernstein was the victim of a racist arson attack, as she claimed. Bernstein made national headlines when she alleged that four white men in Madison lit her on fire, leaving her with burns on her neck and face. Federal authorities say they were unable to corroborate the details of her claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isis is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I believe one of the points that you were making is that at the end of a war, when the war is declared officially ended, not everyone stops. Not everyone is willing to say, well, okay, that other side killed my parents, my children, my father, my relatives, and they say it's over, so now it's over. Some still want to retaliate. Is that the point that you were making?
Yeah, that's exactly the point that I was making. And in Ireland, it split up families. It divided whole clans, okay? So it's not just the like in the U.S., the Habsburgs against the McCluskeys. It got to the point in Ireland where it was the McCluskeys against the McCluskeys, you know? They because half of the McCluskeys decided that they were going to, you know, accept the terms, and the other half of the McCluskeys decided that that was no good, and that the terms were treasonous, and that they were going to keep fighting, and that they were going to kill their own clan members, which is something that has never ever happened in the whole of Irish history. You know, clans had never gone to war against themselves. You know, they're like Scottish clans. In fact, that's where the Scottish clans came from, was they actually came from Ireland back in the deep mists of history. And they settled across the Irish Sea in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. But that's another story entirely. Another thing that I'm saying is that the English think that they're going to beat the Irish. They will never, ever beat the Irish. They've got a tar baby on their hands with regards to Northern Ireland. And I can just predict from my knowledge of history that it's all going to blow up again, probably quite imminently and probably quite literally. That's just a psychic feeling that I have, okay? I don't have any information about anything that might be going on. I don't know anything. That's just my intuition there at work. That I think that the Irish population are being oppressed by the British again in the same way that the Victorian population are being oppressed, using this coronavirus as an excuse. And I think that it's only a matter of time before Northern Ireland literally blows up again. And by the way, I should mention to the class here that one of the topics that I studied when I was at the University of Melbourne, and I was an academic there, a student academic, not on the staff, but I wrote papers on this topic back in the day, academic papers back in the day. So I've researched this topic thoroughly. I have been researching this topic since I was about 18 or 19 years old, when I was in grade 12, year 12, you know, doing my university entrance examinations. And my English teacher, who was a lady by the name of Mrs. O'Donoghue, gave me a book to read called Freedom of the City by Brian Friel, and it was a play about, when I say bloody, I mean full of blood, Bloody Sunday Massacre, okay? That's the reason why it's called the Bloody Sunday Massacre, was because it was full of blood, where the British Army attended a protest in Derry in Northern Ireland, and they opened fire with live rounds on unarmed protesters, and they killed maybe a couple of dozen people, unarmed protesters. And the, Ireland's, actually he ended up being Ireland's national poet and playwright, if my memory serves me correctly. He ended up being Ireland's national playwright. He wrote a play about it called Freedom of the City. And you can download the script for this play online. It's quite a well-known play, and that was my introduction to the history of the Troubles. Was my English teacher back in the day. I've been studying, and I was 17 or 18 years old. Actually, I was 18 or 19 years old, and now I'm 45. I've been studying this topic for a while, but what I've come to realize is, there's anybody who lacks sympathy for the native Irish in this situation of the Troubles, they clearly have not studied Irish history, because there's no way that you can study Irish history and not gain a tremendous sympathy for the Irish people in their response. For example, when I was doing my academic research at the University of Melbourne on this topic, I had to listen to a large number of press recordings. And at this time, this was in 1998, The Good Friday Agreement had only been signed in 1996. So this was just a couple of years after this. And there was a particular BBC journalist came out, so not Irish. He came out and he said that he'd done a large number of interviews with members of the Irish Republican Army, and he'd done a large number of interviews with members of the Orange Order and all of the British-aligned groups, which were just as brutal as the IRA was, okay? But nobody ever hears about them. It was a war. There was brutality on all sides. That's how wars go. But he said that when he was talking to the Republicans, the Irish Republicans, he said he sometimes had trouble keeping up with their thought processes. But later on, he would take notes anyway, and later on he would go and he would think about it, and he'd realize they had a jolly good point. But when he was interviewing members of the Orange Order and the other, groups that were aligned with the British, he said he had trouble finding a thought process. And this is what I mean. When I hear that, I think of the Black Lives Matter types in America, for example. If you try and speak with them, you will have trouble finding logic behind their reasoning, behind their, you know, what they have to say. Because they will, this is how the conversation will generally go. So tell me, why do you believe in this cause of Black Lives Matter or Antifa? And then they'll go, oh, Black Lives Matter, what, you're saying Black Lives don't matter? No, I'm not saying that Black Lives don't matter. Of course Black Lives matter. But don't all lives matter? And at that point, they will generally just descend into a screeching heap and accuse you of being a Nazi and probably start beating you up. And I've watched so many film clips of that. And when I see that, my mind flashes back to what that BBC reporter said about the Orange Order all those years ago. And he wasn't even Irish. He was British. But he was there, and it was his job to report on the Troubles. And later on, he was, I can't remember his name, but he was quite a famous reporter who had been there for some years. And but you've got to realize, if you can go back and you can see how people responded to this sort of situation in the past, you'll have templates on the inside of you of how you should respond in the future. And I'm not even talking about with violence. I'm talking about being able to spot people without logic to their arguments, you know, and this sort of thing. So, and how you should respond there, which is, well, this person clearly has not thought about what they believe. Whereas if you talk to somebody who is educated about the Irish situation, they will go back 800 years if they are really, really, really educated. They'll go back all the way to Edward I and what he did with the Irish, of how he sent the Irish in against the Scots in military battles for the Irish deliberately to get shot by, you know, the Scots and slaughtered by the Scots, and then he would deal with, you know, the Scots and the Irish at the same time. No, just send them in to slaughter each other. It's not like it was in the Braveheart movie. You know, but this was it. It's about having an understanding of a situation that's going on in your local area and realizing that you're not alone, that your situation's not unique. And when you realize that, a light bulb goes on the inside of you and says, oh, so I'm not the first person in history to face a situation like this, that there's actually other people who have faced situations like this and come out on the other side as the winner. And when you realize that, it actually stops being traumatic. And you find it on the inside of yourself, the will to fight and get through the situation and to come out on the other side as being the winner. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and I have a little anecdotal story about that. So, you mentioned Black Lives Matter, I believe, and I'm in agreement with you that all lives matter. And there was a sign in Springfield, Missouri, on a guy's property, on his fence. The house was hidden from the road. There's this long banner. I mean, probably 3 feet tall, maybe 16 feet long. And it said, Blue Lives Matter, - Some Lives Don't. And that infuriated me whenever I saw that. Whenever I passed it, it just made me furious. So yesterday, our son came back to the farm, and he was traveling. And he said, hey, Dad, I saw the most horrible thing. I was behind this other driver, well behind him, on a two-lane road, and he explained where the road was. So it's one lane coming, one lane going, country road. And there's no passing zone. And this car was in the middle of the road, in front of him. And it ran over a cat. And so my son pulled over to see if he could help the cat. And the cat was gasping for air and died right away. He said it was horrible. And the guy who ran over the cat turned around and came over and looked at my son, looked at the cat. And my son started screaming at this guy. Absolutely screaming at this guy. And he said, you didn't have to do that. You could have paid attention. You didn't have to speed. You didn't have to drive in the middle of the road. You didn't have to kill this cat. He didn't have to kill the cat. And my son was absolutely right. And I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing that my son did. So, here we have Black Lives Matter. Well, let me tell you what. All lives matter, including insects. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I mentioned All Lives Matter. And there's some really sick people out there. There's a former Clinton campaign spokeswoman, Zahra Rahim. And she's quoted, according to Zero Hedge, the quote, "I hope he dies," speaking of President Donald Trump. Michael Moore said, according to the same source, that poor virus got sucked into his body and is now trapped there. How can it escape? He wants to use it as a prop. My thoughts and prayers, too, are with COVID-19. Kathy Griffin. She's that sick. They call her a
Canadian.
She's
the woman who wanted to behead him.
Yeah, yeah. She's that sick, sick woman. And she says, quote, "Okay, fine. I'll pray for him and the wife on one condition. Not mild symptoms, and they each go on a ventilator for at least 5 days. That's my best and final," end quote. So there's some really sick people. Chris Rock is quoted as saying, same source, "My heart goes out to COVID," end quote. There are people who are just mean. Just mean. And, you know, as much as I despise the behavior of the former regime, that would be Barry Satoro and his wife, I never wished that he would die. I never said anything like that. Of course, he was a liar, and he misrepresented the facts, and he did a lot of damage to the country, but I never wished death on him. And frankly, I don't know anyone else who did. But we now have a division in our country, kind of like what you were saying in within families. We've never seen this in the United States. This is pretty new, at least in our lifetime, that family members are violently angry with other family members regarding Democrat versus Republican. And what they really need to realize is that regardless of whether they're Democrat or Republican, those in America are Americans. Those in Australia are Australian, etc. And you need to think of your country first. You really should, because that's where you live. I do. I think of America first, but that doesn't mean I have to beat up everybody else. That means, you know, our family first. It's as simple as that. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about that?
Yeah. These people seem to forget that as soon as if Donald Trump dies, there's going to be a civil war immediately. Because there's going to be people, excuse me, there's not the coronavirus, I promise. there's going to be people who are going to accuse other people of killing the president. And they are not going to let it go. They're not going to drop it. And that is going to, you know, lead to people going out and killing other people. And that is going to spread to Australia. Because anything that happens in America ends up happening in Australia. But even if it wasn't happening in America, it would still end up happening in Australia. Because you have got the police, they seem to be now singling out, here in Victoria, single woman, pregnant woman, especially single woman, and especially pregnant woman, and especially old people, to bash them up on the streets. And there's one video out there that I think I sent it to you earlier, of the police, and they were bashing a woman up on a public beach, and this woman was in her third trimester of pregnancy, and by the end of this episode, which lasted about 5 minutes or 10 minutes, the woman was bleeding all over the beach. She was bleeding on the beach, and that means that that baby probably miscarried. If you beat a woman up in her late second or third trimester and she starts bleeding, that means that she's got an imminent miscarriage coming. And they didn't take her to the hospital. They took her to the police station. And what was this crime that this woman committed? She was sitting on the beach. And she was watching her children swimming in the water on the beach. And it wasn't a fancy beach. This beach was in a working class area. And she had just decided that it was a lovely sunny day. She was going to take her kid down to the beach in her working class area at her local beach, you know. And I know this area. It's called Altona. It's an industrial area. So probably it wasn't a particularly clean beach even, but, you know, whatever. She just wanted to have a good afternoon with her children, and the police came and bashed her up, and now her baby's probably going to miscarry.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.